The WA Nationals leader Brendan Grill's latest pitch to voters is a new mining tax. It'd be paid only by the nation's two biggest iron ore miners, BHP Billiton and Rio Tinto. Under the plan, the rental fee they pay on every tonne of iron ore produced would go from 25 cents to $5. The companies have mounted a fierce campaign against it, but the idea struck a chord with some of the residents in WA's mining towns. From Karratha, Joseph Dunstan reports.
It's early morning in Karratha and the coffee van set up at Dreamers Hill are doing a steady trade. The dress code is high vis and the mood is friendly. And it's an ideal place to ask about the WA Nationals' proposed mining tax.
I think it's a great idea. The state's in huge debt and I think these companies are making big profits.
They all belong to the people.
The big miners are making big profits still, but their money's going off-seas. They're not investing back into the country and the infrastructure.
It's probably been a long time, the status quo. Probably needs to change.
A deal struck in the 1960s compels iron ore miners to pay the state government 25 cents per tonne of ore. That kicks in once operations have been running for 15 years. In 2015, it raised $120 million, principally from BHP and Rio. But Brendan Grills argues it's high time the deal was updated. And under his plan, the state government's take would leap to around $2.4 billion a year. That hasn't pleased Mike Henry, who is the head of BHP's minerals division in Australia.
Between ourselves and Rio, we pay collectively around 30% of WA's overall tax and royalty income annually. BHP Billiton alone, we paid about 57% in taxes and royalties last year, so 57% on every dollar earned. And if that's not a fair share, frankly, I don't know what is.
The miners paid Deloitte Access Economics to model the effect of Mr. Grills's plan. Their research found it could cost over 7,000 jobs Australia-wide, and the state would actually lose money.
Any monies raised, the bulk of them are going to flow east. So it'll be for the benefit of Victoria, New South Wales, South Australia. But the people who are going to bear the brunt of job losses, lost investment and lost opportunities for local small to medium businesses are West Australians.
That claim about lost GST funding is backed up by the University of Melbourne's Professor of Economics, John Freeban.
The net gain of the new tax for WA will be less than a dollar for a dollar. Some of it will leak to the eastern states. Just how much will depend on the future path of iron ore prices and things like the housing boom in the eastern states.
Mr. Grill says any party wanting to form government with the WA Nationals will need to adopt his tax plan. But Labor, the Liberals and One Nation say they're all firmly against it.
Joseph Dunstan.